This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from West Bloomfield Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center. Patient first name is Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Last name is Wendy Wig, V-A-N-D-E-W-E-G-H-E. Date of birth is 10-11-1939. Date of evaluation 12-12-23. HPI history page. Psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, history of present illness. This is a 84 years old male, was admitted here on 11-26-2023 upon transfer from Henry Ford West Bloomfield Hospital. Patient's chart indicates history of cerebral infarction, comma aphasia, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, BPH, hypertension, difficulty walking now. Patient is somewhat of a poor historian. He has a significant receptive and expressive aphasia. Here I discuss his condition with the nursing staff and medical nurse practitioner Natalie. Patient chart indicates that he had CT scan of head which showed left MCA infarct. Patient was reported to be not a candidate for thrombectomy or thrombolysis. During my evaluation, patient acknowledged anxiety, depression, period, he has trouble finding words. He gets easily frustrated, overwhelmed, upset, and irritated. Got somewhat agitated and asked me, quote, "No questions, please," unquote. Medical nurse practitioner reported that patient had expressed vague thoughts of not wanting to live, but no intent or plans to harm self during my evaluation. Here his chart indicates that he was previously prescribed Buspar without much response. Period, medical staff just started him on Zoloft 25 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, patient was unable to give me details of prior psychiatric treatments. He reports that he has four children. He reports that one son apparently took his own life. Next paragraph, social worker notes indicates that his BIMS, B-I-M-S score was 3 out of 15. Next paragraph, review of system, general right side weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, non-reported, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal, right hemiplegia, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, hemallergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, not known, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, not known, prior history of suicide attempts, denied, prior history of aggression, violence, no. Next paragraph, education, highest grade, not known. relationship. Next, under current relationship, married, number of children, 3, living. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostics, test review, collateral form, and chart nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits, under review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, mental status examination, blood pressure 148 over 82, pulse 72, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, somewhat resistant. Motor movements, right side paralysis, gait not tested, speech expressive and receptive aphasia, mood anxious, depressed, thought process, periods of confusion, thought content. Patient denied any suicidal ideation, intent or plans during my evaluation, but apparently had made statements indicating wanting to die. Perceptual disturbance, no evidence of hallucinations, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self memory, recent impaired attention, concentration impaired, fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight limited, sleep and appetite fair. Next paragraph, assessment plan. Major depressive disorder, single episode, moderate, F32.1 plans. Patient was just started on Zoloft. Period may increase Zoloft to 50 milligram once a day in 2-3 days. The patient may benefit from supportive psychotherapy. Number 2, cerebral infarction due to thrombosis of unspecified precerebral artery, 163.00. Number 3, vascular dementia, unspecified severity. With a mood disturbance, F01.53. Next paragraph, disposition, monitor service for any changes in mood or behavior, new concerns, peer monitor for any suicidal ideation, intent or plans. Patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, maintain suicide precautions if patient expressed any intent or plans to harm self. Next paragraph, under orders and procedures 99305, under supplemental administrative risk benefit analysis, a common side effects of SSRI, risk benefit statement and decision to treat, and my medical determination about reference risks are acceptable and outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident. This is the end of dictation.